Welcome to week two of Loud and Obnoxious with Kip Bayless, Fillionaire, and P-Dub. I want to thank everybody for tuning in last week. Of course, rating and reviewing us 5 stars because I know we're amazing. But at the same time, I appreciate y'all letting us kind of work through our mishaps and things of those nature. I want to go ahead and kind of tee off with our first segment of the week. It's going to be called Quick Hits, where we touch on some, I guess, topics that are not necessarily in season or at least not long detailed segments. And so we're going to start off with that. A little bit of the hot news that's going around, but not really that relevant for the time. And we'll start with the breaking news of the NBA trade that just happened right before we started recording with the NBA trade for Kyrie Irving is headed from Cleveland to go to Boston in return for IT, Jay Crowder, some rando, and then the first pick from the Brooklyn. So I know most people online are saying it's a pretty fair trade, but in my opinion, you know, I got to think Kyrie is worth more than even that. So what do y'all think about this, I guess, quick hit of NBA trades?
I'm kind of on the even trade side myself. Yeah, Kyrie's great, but at the same time, I don't know. He's great in the playoffs. There's no doubt about that. But I think it's pretty fair. Isaiah Thomas, scorer, Jay Crowder. Yeah, they're not too great inside in Cleveland. So I think it works for him. And that Nets pick, that could be the number one pick in the draft. And it's unprotected. So they're going to get it no matter what.
Well, I don't think that LeBron and IT will be a good match together. Well, but IT is going to be a free agent after this year, right? So maybe he'll just walk. But, I mean, the number one pick from Brooklyn will be – that's pretty good. But they're probably losing LeBron too, so it's going to be a full-on rebuild in Cleveland.
Yeah, but that's a good piece to start with.
No doubt.
And they can probably sign Isaiah, you got to think. He's going to want a max deal. They can pay it. They can pay him the max deal.
I don't think he's worth it. I don't think he's worth max, honestly. I mean, all the respect in the world to what his season last year, but I just – I think he's made – like a Carmelo type where he's going to put up really good numbers, but he's not going to get you to the promised land.
Yeah. And he shoots the ball like every time he goes down the court and he plays zero defense. I think the comparison to Carmelo, obviously the size and position is a lot different, but that's a pretty spot on, Phil. I like that. That's a nice comparison. And of course, like y'all did say, they're going to have to end up rebuilding around that probably top three pick from Brooklyn because you will end up losing LBJ. There's no way he's sticking around. I think we touched on that a little bit last week as well. But and that's talking NBA for quick hits. Our next brief segment of the night will be we'll talk Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn nudes. As those who may have read on the website or, you know, at least seen the pictures, Tiger's got a hammer and Lindsey Vonn's got some deflated balloons. So what are y'all's opinions of the picks?
Well done, Tiger. Well done. I mean, Lindsay's pretty beastly, but she's hot, and her vag is pretty busted.
Well, you saw what Tiger was working with. I mean, these picks confirm which half of Tiger's Asian, and it's not the bottom. That's for damn sure.
it's the part that got into Stanford was the Asian part.
Exactly. That's the top half, and then the bottom half. You know, it's confirmed. People thought this for years, but now we know for sure. And it's on the street.
Yeah, Tiger's a very lucky man in all aspects of life. I mean,
it's not like it was hard for him before, but this has got to help him, you know? But he's got to act like he's pissed off if he wants any chance to keep seeing his kids. He can't be like, you know, bravo, hackers. Got my junk out there.
Without having to do it himself. I mean, originally I thought maybe he was the leaker. Like, hey, y'all saw I had some bad publicity last week. TMZ was running around talking about all the drugs in my system. Maybe it was some good publicity to be like, let's just throw my hammer out there and see what people say about my hog. And it turns out that's all people are talking about today on the internet.
Well, it goes back to, like I said last week, when Tiger makes news, he makes news. And this is just another instance of him going above and beyond. Maybe, I think he might be onto something. How do we know he didn't leak those picks?
I don't have any inside sources in the Tiger camp. I think it's a pretty quiet camp. But I would like to believe that not a lot of people leak their own nudes out there. So we'll just go ahead and say.
If that was me, I would totally leak that. No doubt about it. 100%. I would have done that years ago.
Has Lindsey Vonn made a statement or anything? She can't be too happy about this.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine.
So She'll probably be silent for a little while.
Yeah, I read Kip's article. That was it. Y'all should all read that over on hashsports.com.
Nice plug, Pierce. I appreciate the shout-out as well. And that's enough talking Packers, and let's go on to the next segment. The last part of our quick hits this week, and this is another topic that we don't really know a lot about, so it's in the short topics, is the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I know the world is all – I don't know who everyone's cheering for, but let's go ahead and get your picks and what you think's going to happen. Start with you, Pierce. Mr. Vegas, you going to go to the fight?
No, those tickets are ridiculous, and I'm poor. So, no, I'm not going to go, but I'll probably go watch it somewhere. So, I don't know anything about UFC. I don't really know anything about boxing, but I know Floyd dances around. I know I think it's going to go 12 rounds to the decision, and I think Floyd's going to win it.
Yeah, I think Floyd, I mean, he's obviously a professional. He knows what's at stake here. He knows how many people are tuning in. He's going to put on a show, let it go the 12 rounds, not get hit. It'll probably be fairly boring, but nobody's going to this fight for the actual fight. They're just there to be seen, and they want to be part of the circus. And that's what they're going to get. But it'll be entertaining, I'm sure. I just want Conor McGregor at one point when he's just getting his ass kicked to just go full on UFC.
That would be fantastic. If he just like knees him in the fucking head and calls it a night, be like, kiss my ass. I'm not going out. And I do agree. Like, it's probably going to go to a decision, and there's no way refs or, you know, those umps or whatever the hell they call those guys, the judges. I don't think those guys are going to let boxing just be, I guess, it would ruin boxing. It would ruin if Mayweather won by or lost by decision. So I think if McGregor doesn't knock him out early, then it goes to a decision and Mayweather wins. And it's going to be like every other Mayweather fight where it's just boring as shit and they dance around. And I probably won't even watch it, to be honest with you. I'm going to be in the mountains, so I'm not even that worried or distraught about the problem of missing the fight.
You're not missing anything. I like the over 9.5 rounds. I love that. Some decent money on that, but that Mayweather by decision pays +250, so got that going for you if you're really feeling that.
You know, I do like to gamble, and since you're my insider in Vegas, I'm gonna probably have to take you up on that. We're gonna have to throw down some LNO bets.
Yeah, you got some cash sitting here, $70 cash from you've been on fire in baseball lately.
I have. Obviously, I need to start going big, and once football season starts up, we'll start that segment that we've kind of tease, but we haven't brought to the table yet, but we'll change the unit of play from $10 five-game parlays to a little bit more extravagant games come football season, but we'll cross that bridge once, speaking of which, football season gets here. And then speaking of football season being here, the games technically start this weekend, even though they're in Australia and some other fucking places. I saw Stanford was over there playing Rice, and then some other shitty Pac-12 teams are playing Mountain West teams and stuff of that nature. So we'll start with a little – let's do a little college football talk, but not with the shitty games. Let's talk about y'all's teams. What do you think's going to happen with your boys this year? Phil, why don't we start with you? What you got for LSU?
I think it's going to be more of the same, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately. Winning 8, 9, 10 games a year is pretty sweet for most places, but we've grown a little tired of that, but I think it's going to be more of the same. We'll have some nice wins. We'll surely lose to Bama, of course. And we'll probably have a bad loss in there to Arkansas or something like that. But
Rams.
I mean, we'll probably... Yeah, right.
Rebs. It's possible. It's a home game for us. We're gonna beat somebody.
Even in y'all's bad years, y'all always put up a fight. Yeah. It's always pretty much
thanks,
a good
Phil.
Game.
Except for that one where.
And Phil, I think it's gonna be the Dogs.
What's that?
I think your bad loss of the season is gonna be the Dogs, and it may be to the Rebs as well. So you may find yourself in a 8 or 9 win season rather than that 9 or 10 gamer. I think that Danny Etling's not that good.
Oh,
and I know that you have
everybody knows that.
Your running game is always stout and the defense is as well, but you lost like 5 or 6 receivers. You lost Malachi. I think Fournette was one of your top 5 receivers. Your tight end was up there. You lost a lot on the offense despite returning a badass running back and a shitty quarterback.
Well, we always seem to plug in good wide receivers, even with bad quarterbacks. Well, I mean, having – you know, the years we had ODB and Jarvis Landry on the same team, and we still blew it. That's just terrible.
Y'all 100% did that. Literally, like, ODB was more fun to watch as y'all's kick returner than he was as a wide receiver, because I couldn't even tell you who the quarterback was, but it seemed like he maybe got 3 or 4 touches a game. So I couldn't agree more in regards to, and I couldn't fathom why Dupree went to LSU originally over like Oklahoma, knowing that it's just a run-based offense. So I guess we'll have to wait and see how y'all look, but I don't see you getting 9 or 10. I see you having more like 8, possibly.
Well, we have new coordinators, or new offensive coordinator this year, that seems to be pretty highly thought of, so could see some different things.
The guy from Pittsburgh, is that right?
Yeah, Matt Canada.
But you still don't have a quarterback, Phil. You just don't have a quarterback. Like, you can have all the great pieces in the world if nobody can throw him the football. Danny Etling is really the best.
I don't have any faith in Danny Etling. But
why not?
Everybody says if y'all ever had a quarterback. I think we've had quarterbacks. I think Miles just was such a terrible offensive coach. He never allowed them to be good. He never gave them a chance to be good. You know, it was just with the vanilla offense.
I agree with that. And Cam Cameron wasn't really like, I mean, I know that he came from the NFL and we've touched on it, but I mean, it just never seemed like y'all's passing attack could ever get in motion. So I'd be surprised to see it actually happen this year with the guy that was from Pitt and then Coach O.
Well, when your offensive strategy is run, pass, punt, you know, it's pretty predictable, and your quarterback doesn't have a chance.
Sounds better than Kroom. It was 3 runs and a punt. Well, I do, as much as I enjoy talking about LSU football, I would gladly switch over and let's talk about the Rebs. What do you think's going to happen, Phil? Or excuse me, Pierce? You got nothing to lose. It's kind of a scary thing.
Yeah, exactly. We have absolutely nothing to lose. The defense can't be any worse than they were last year. We were 120th in rush defense out of 128 and 110 in total defense. 111 in total defense. My bad. Mississippi State, I wrote down, was at 110. So y'all's wasn't much better, but we were just atrocious, man. Nick Fitzgerald ran all over us. Fournette had like 7 carries for 300 yards. Petway for Auburn just destroyed us. So they can't be worse on defense. Only can go up.
If you're so bad at defense, why do you have that stupid land shark defense celebration?
Okay, well, maybe we should drop that now, but that's just something that they're going to continue to do. That's kind of mean, Phil. That's like because what's his name? Tony Fain started that, and he died. He was a soldier in Afghanistan. So that's why they do it. It's not just to be
okay,
dicks.
Well, I had no fucking clue about that, and no offense.
He's basically like, yeah, that was kind of mean, Phil. But anyway,
indirectly mean. Well, it wasn't mean on purpose. I just...
All right.
Well, let's get back to Ole Miss. What do you think is going to happen this year, Pierce?
Look, and I do like that we're talking football right now. I like that we're just strictly going to talk football here because, you know, we've got some other issues going on. But, like, our season, you got to talk about those other issues because September we're going to have our hearing. We're going to find out our penalties in, like, end of October, early November. Pretty much right before the Kentucky game we'll find out. And if we get a second-year bowl ban at that point, all our players are going to leave. Shea's gone. Greg Little's gone. All our receivers are gone.
Shea's a redshirt sophomore?
No, he's a true sophomore. They burnt his redshirt last year to go 1-2.
Solid
choice by Hugh.
So he won't be able to leave.
Yes, he will, Phil. If we get a second year of a bowl ban, they can leave without sitting out.
I don't think Shea leaves.
It's like an open market.
Oh, I thought you meant leave, go to the draft.
Oh, no. Leave, like, go to Texas A&M or somewhere like that who needs a quarterback. A&M's a bad example because they got a young boy. But I don't know. I can't see us doing better than 7-5, but at the end of the day, I think 6-6 is where we end up. Bama, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State. Those losses,
you're predicting
for sure.
6-6. Where were y'all last year?
5-7.
So you'll have way less talent and no coach, but you think you're going to have a better record.
Our schedule isn't as tough as it was last season.
No, yeah, exactly. You got to look at the schedule. I mean, like the Cal game's kind of a tough. Okay, we won't look at the schedule, but it's a lot more manageable. We get Kentucky from the East, even though we stomped a shithole in Georgia last year. We get Kentucky, a game which we might lose. I kind of have that as a toss-up.
Kentucky's, you know, getting better.
Yeah, Kentucky or Arkansas, that'll be our sixth loss right there. But I think, yeah, 6-6 for the Rebs. The offense is going to be explosive. Shea's going to put up 30, 31 points a game. But the big question is the defense. Can they stop anybody? Literally, like, if they can go from being the worst defense in the SEC to, like, the seventh best defense in the SEC, that would be a huge improvement for us. If that happened last year, we'd probably beat Florida State, and we'd probably hang on against Bama. Just for a halfway better defense. That's all you need.
Well, okay, so I got two things I want to touch on. First off, Shea Patterson's made it pretty well known that he will stay no matter what happens. I think he's a big fan of just beating up the box in the Grove. And have you seen the talent of his girlfriend? She's a smoke show. But at the same time, like, I think he's going to actually stay. He seems to enjoy Oxford. I think his brother hasn't gotten fired yet, unless Ross Bork did something while we're on this. But everyone else has been fired, so I just wouldn't know. I don't know if he's there or not.
He'll get fired with the new coach, though, that we hire at the end of this year. Matt Luke is not going to be our new coach. Like, there's no chance in that. He'd have to go, like, 10-2 to be our new coach, and we know that's not happening. But, like, they're not going to keep his – dude, if we get a second year of a bowl ban, Shea will leave. He doesn't have to worry about sitting out. He's gone. He's going to stay if we just get the 1 year, which I'm pretty sure we're going to with Freeze being gone. They really wanted Hugh Freeze. They hated Hugh Freeze.
Well, I can understand why, but at the same time, I think you're still fucked, and I think the NCAA is going to break their foot off in your ass.
Yeah, because you're a state fan.
Well, I think it's Ross Bork.
People that care about our case outside of
Dan Walken.
Us. Yeah, Dan Walken. He's a state homer. His wife's a state grad. Dan's a bitch.
Okay, well, that's that. But since you want to sit here and talk about state, we'll go from Ole Miss to state. I think we go roughly 7-5. I'd love to say we go 8-4, but that would kind of mean stealing a game on the road like Texas A&M or at Arkansas. I think we have a tough little run where we got LSU at home, and then we go to Georgia and to Auburn. If there's any way in hell we could go 2-1 there or even 1-2, man,
what are you smoking? What are you smoking?
I said I'd be stoked. I didn't say it was going to happen. I just said I'd be stoked. I disagree. I think that we get LSU's got some woes on the offensive line. I don't know if the dude was suspended or if he's injured, but he's got to come to – I think we have a chance with our defensive line to kind of step up and make some plays. But, again, like you mentioned about our defense, we were putrid last year. We were miserable. And so porous, I think, would be a great term to describe it. But this year we brought in – we switched defense coordinators with Louisville, and so we gave them Sermon and brought in Grantham. And so hopefully we can make at least, like you said, just make a little bit of a strides. You know, we don't need to necessarily do too much, Pierce, but we just got to be a little bit better. And I think we'll have a couple guys coming back that are big. Everyone's favorite fan, Simmons, who is a real big fan of women. And then, but we still have Pierce's other best friend, Leo Lewis, as well. So we have some nice pieces of the defense. We just need to find a way to kind of, I guess, fall in line under Grantham's new defensive scheme, and I think we can make some strides. But in return, in regards to the win column, I think that we can steal one against LSU, and if we do that in week three after going Charleston Southern and then at La Tech, if we beat LSU and start out 3-0 before that road series or those road games, then I will book my flights back for the Alabama game. So I may be broadcasting that week from Starkville, Mississippi. But we'll have to wait and see. I'm cheering for a 7-5, but I could easily see us being 6-6. One thing that does worry me a little bit is Ole Miss at home is because they have nothing to lose, and they're going to be some seriously sour grapes after the NCAA just fucks you royally. Y'all going to be like, y'all probably come in a little bit butthurt, a little bit pissed off. So I'm a little bit worried about that game, but I'm going to still side with 7-5 and a W against the Rebs.
Yeah, in that scenario, if we get fucked by the NCAA, like you're saying, we're already been fucked. We've already been fucked here. But anyway, if we get the two-year bowl ban, they're just going to quit. Like, we won't be in any of those games. We will get blown out at Kentucky. We might lose to Louisiana Lafayette. At least that's at home. A&M will smack us in the face, and Mississippi State will kick our ass. So, like, if that happens, that season's over. That's what I'm saying. Like, but if we do get the 1 year, and they got – that'll be, a burst of energy for these kids. They'll be ready to fuck some shit up.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess then you're saying that a lot of your season hinges on the NCAA case, whereas...
Oh, yeah, it cannot, because they can't ignore that. I mean, if they're told that they get a second year bowl ban after the Arkansas game, you know, right before Kentucky, like, how do they, you know, everybody's going to be talking, you stay and you go, and who's leaving, who's going. Like, there's no way they're going to be able to play football. It's just not. And I get that. So... But no, I agree with you on State. Like, I had 7-5, and then I scratched it out and wrote 6-6. Like, yeah, pretty fair analysis, Kip. I expected you to have the Dogs at like 8-4, 9-3, winning against Bama.
I don't think this is the year, but I do read some. I've been reading some articles of like folks that are starting to kind of come around on Nick Fitz. I know that he's obviously still like second tier behind Allen at Arkansas and Jalen Hurts because his team is filthy. And even Shea is a hell of a quarterback. And as always, people just fellatio the no-name quarterback, the no-experience quarterback that goes to Auburn. So he's not really getting as much love. But, I mean, everyone's now calling if this quarterback pans out for Auburn, nasty, that they're great. So I think Nick Fitz is going to be strong this season. We have a couple pieces on the O-line we got to replace. But, I mean, I would love – if we go 9-3, I'd be ecstatic. 8-4, I'd be ecstatic. But I just don't know if this is the year for it.
I have heard a lot of hype about y'all's – not a lot of hype, but some good things about y'all's quarterback.
Well, yeah, I think he finished on a high note. He beat the shit out of Pierce's team, and then, I mean, he had a good season. He just was a little errant on his, completion percentage and his passes. So hopefully he worked that out at the Manning passing camp this year with the mouth breather and the five head. Hopefully he got to work a little bit on that with some true quarterbacks. So I'm cheering for him. I hope the best. But at the same time, I'm a little bit more realistic than optimistic.
Yeah, that's good. But, dude, keep talking about our defense. Like, you could have run touchdowns, you know, 60 yards through those holes. Like, I maybe even think Phil might have gotten caught at like the 10 from behind, but like, he'd have had some.
It looks like Lindsey Vonn's badge in that secondary.
Deceptively fast.
Phil, you would have busted some big gains still. I don't know if you'd have made it all the way to the promised land, but you'd have been close.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, I'm trying.
Hey, this is a lot nicer Pierce than the Pierce that I've grown to know over the last 5 or so years.
That's improved.
But it is. Well, enough about our three us staying biased towards our clubs. Let's talk about the other guys in the division and in the conference, and then we'll kind of wrap it up with a little bit of talk about who we think is going to go with the playoffs and the Final Four. And what we'll do is we're going to post all these sweet predictions and projections online so that when we come back around in mid-November, we can look at who was closest, who was the furthest off. And I got a sneaking suspicion Phil's going to be the furthest off, so it's okay. But so, Pierce, what do you think is going to happen in the SEC West? Who's going to come out? Who's going to come out of the East? What's going to go on in the West?
All right, so when I initially went through this, I had Bama. But I was like, I'm sick of Alabama. And I kind of drank the Auburn Kool-Aid. I got Auburn winning the Iron Bowl. They're going to go 11-1. They're going to win the SEC. I'm sold on Jared Stenham. I'm sold on the backfield. I'm just sold. They got a great defense, too, man. Their secondary is stacked. I just think Auburn – Stenham's going to work out. He was very good at Baylor. You said he's inexperienced, but he's not. He played, like, pretty much a whole season there. He completed 50% of his passes over 20 yards. And
against the Big 12.
Yeah, I get
that. The Big
12
gives up like 8,000 yards and 900 touchdowns to every team. Everybody scores.
Okay, but look, Ole Miss led the SEC in passing yards last year per game, 315 yards a game. And Auburn was right up there with Sean White. That guy is pretty much garbage.
Dude, do you forget that Alabama scores like 2 defensive touchdowns every fucking game?
I'm just sick of Alabama.
Well, Jonathan Allen had like all of those, he had a lot of them, and they drafted like 7 defenders. Mm-hmm. They had 7 guys drafted in the first round. I have to think that they're going to take a step off Bama. That is,
they reload every year.
I get it. It's all 4- and 5-star talent, but sooner or later they have to go 10-2. They can't keep this. They've been to every college football.
10-2. Let's put it in the playoffs.
Okay, but who would you put them in over? Who's champion? So you saying like if Auburn went 11-1 and Alabama lost to Florida State and Auburn, then Bama should be in too?
I'm not saying they should be, but they will be. They get the benefit of the doubt always, like when they beat LSU in the national championship. Like, they were the better team, clearly, but they didn't deserve to be in that game. They didn't go to the SEC championship.
You're right. I'm with you on that.
Everybody sucked. I mean, all the media wants to suck Bama's dick, and they will.
Yeah, that's why I want to pick Auburn. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pick Alabama. Like, everybody and their mom's picking Alabama. They're preseason number one in every poll. Fuck Alabama. I'm so sick of fucking Alabama. And we've been beating
Nobody
them.
Hates Bama more than Les Miles. He'd still have a job if there was no Bama.
Les Miles also would have a job if there was no, like, play clock. The guy was inept in multiple facets. You can't really get mad at him for not having a job, except for the fact when you have top-tier talent and all, you could literally have all the fucking resources in the world and you still can't beat Bama, you can't really feel bad for Les Miles. It's his own fault. Like, not only does he have poor clock management, but he also didn't know how to operate a team with that much talent. Like, it's absurd. He won the only national championship he won was with Saban's boys. Is that correct?
It was 50-50. I mean, there was definitely some Saban residuals, but that was a lot of his team.
Okay, but y'all know the recipe to beat Alabama. We showed that 2 years in a row. They are susceptible to big plays. Like, they were terrible in the secondary on big plays last year. We busted them over the top continuously 2 years in a row. Like, that's how you beat Alabama. And LSU can't throw the ball over the top. That's why Les Miles couldn't beat Nick Saban.
Is Miles really a candidate at Ole Miss, or is that just bullshit?
I think everybody needs to just wait and see what the punishment is before we determine who the candidates are, because nobody that's worth a damn wants to go to Oxford if they have a 3-year probation unless they're getting $3 million a year, because it's a lose-lose.
Okay, Kip, there's not going to be 3 years. That's not on the table. It's either going to be the one that we self-impose or it's going to be two. It's not going to be three. Nobody's talking three.
No one's going to say.
No sane person, at least. Okay. Steve Robertson might be talking three, but he's a fucking dipshit.
Yeah, he's a dipshit that just single-handedly brought down your athletic department.
No, he brought down Hugh Freeze. I mean, big deal.
I think Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, because he could have had those calls redacted. He had the ability to take out those calls, but Hugh Freeze just didn't give a shit. Like, did he want to go down? Is this some, like, fucking, I don't know. I had some reference I was going to make there, but I forgot.
All right, so we'll get away. Let's get away from the Hugh Freeze talk. It's
going to
happen all season. It's going to go on all season. So Pierce has got Auburn winning the West, and Phil, you've got Bama.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I hate to go chalk, but I mean, until somebody proves me wrong, you know.
No, it's smart. The good money, the easy money's on Bama. I'm with you. I like to live dangerously. Y'all like to stay with the crowd. That's cool.
That's cool. I noticed you picked Florida in the East. I'm not going to give my takes on the West because it's a toss-up, and I got a sneaking suspicion Bama goes like 10-2 with one loss in the SEC, but Auburn has a stupid loss, like maybe to LSU or at Texas A&M or against Arkansas, some blunder somewhere along the lines, and then maybe two of those three games I just mentioned. So I think that Alabama backdoors their way into the West. Let's move our way over to the East for a minute. Let's talk about the least sexiest division in the conference. Mm-hmm. Seeing as there's only two, what's it called? Pierce, you said Florida. Why do you have Florida?
I just think they beat Georgia. I think it comes down to Florida and Georgia. I got them both going 9-3, but I got Florida beating Georgia. Also losing to Michigan and Florida State. I don't think – I have no respect for Butch Jones in Tennessee. I'm sorry. I'm not sold on them. They have a worse quarterback than they had last year. They went 5-7 last year.
How does that dude still have a job? How long has he been the coach there?
This is it for him, I feel like.
He didn't go 5-7 last year, but I can see him going 5-7 this year. He loses his top two running backs, his quarterback, and his star defensive player. I can easily see Tennessee losing their job. Or
they
Butch Jones losing his job.
7-5 last year.
Okay. But they finally beat Florida, which made it all worthwhile for Butch.
First time since 2004. I mean, that's crazy. That's like one of their big rivals.
Peyton couldn't do it. They did it with the bald guy, Josh Dobbs. So you got to give him. And they were down like 28 points at half, and like half the stadium was empty because of the fair-weathered fans that are up there in Knoxville.
Oh, and the Georgia game, the Hail Mary against Georgia, like they were 7-5, but they were barely fucking 7-5.
That is true. That is true. So Pierce has got Florida. Who you got, Phil?
Let's go with Georgia. Why not? I mean, they got some young talent, and They always have a good quarterback. I don't even know who it is, but
Eason.
Oh yeah.
Eason, yeah, he was a rookie, our freshman last year, and they still have a stout backfield, Chubb, and then
Sonny Michelle's back.
I've completely stopped paying attention to the East. It's just whatever team's going to lose to Bama in the SEC championship, and
or Auburn.
Or Auburn in this instance. I kind of like what Phil was saying more than Pierce. I don't really know how good that quarterback's going to be coming from Notre Dame to Florida, but I know that's kind of their saving grace for their season.
That's a huge question mark.
I'm going sleeper here. I'm taking South Carolina as my team out of the East. Everyone, I've been reading bullshit online that says that this quarterback's going to be all right. So let's see what's going to happen. They said they're really stoked about. I mean, I know he didn't have a great performance last year, but he's made great strides in the offseason. And since this, I mean, we have to have some hot takes here, guys. We can't just continue to fall in line. So I'm going to pull a Kip Bayless here and say that my SEC championship game is going to be. I'll take give me Arkansas versus South Carolina. Suck a dick.
You already said you thought Bama was backdooring their way in.
Well, I think that's the easy take. That's the easy way out. But I have to do something here. I got to make this a little bit more interesting than y'all just kind of falling in line with the talking heads.
Yeah, okay, look, South Carolina was a good enough pick. You could do South Carolina and Alabama, and no one will think any less of you.
All right, fine.
Fucking Arkansas.
I was just trying to find something else to make this interesting. We're kind of reaching here for fun entertainment.
That just kind of makes it ridiculous.
All right, I'm falling back.
$50 million.
Yeah, thanks. I bet you that pairing those two teams together in the SEC championship game would pay mightily in Vegas. So I'll take Bama. Give me Bama versus the Gamecocks. Bama goes to the playoff as a two-loss SEC champion.
So what are you thinking? Like South Carolina goes 8-4 or something like that and wins?
I think they go. Yeah, they go 8-4.
Maybe they're all
with a loss at Clemson. Oh, 8-4 with a loss to Clemson. And then they probably lose to someone like – they'll lose to a team like Kentucky, but then they'll also beat, like, Florida, you know?
Yeah. Well, they close three of their last four. They play Georgia, Florida, Clemson. Like, it closes tough for the Gamecocks. But you're right about Bentley, that quarterback. He is supposed to be a stud. So, and Muschamp's D, I mean, you know, he's a D guy. I don't think that's a terrible pick. I mean, if you picked Kentucky or Vandy, I'd say that was terrible, but – you know, South Carolina's got a joke. I fucking hate Mizzou.
I still don't consider them an SEC team. You know, A&M fits the mold, but like when you say Missouri, like Southeast Conference, that's the last thing I think.
Yeah, I think meth when I think of Missouri. I don't think of college football. Like that's you know, get out of here. That's where I lost respect for the East. Missouri comes in and just goes to the SEC championship game 2 years in a row. Missouri. I mean, they got stomped. But fuck Missouri.
Was that with Matty Mock? Was that with Matty Mock?
I feel like they had somebody before him. Maybe who cares? They're fucking Missouri. They're not even good.
They had Michael Sam
anymore. Yeah, exactly. Bravo for him. Shout out.
Yep. Yeah, they've produced defensive ends, and that's about it. So, all right, so we've kind of run through the SEC. Let's do some bold predictions, way too early predictions, for who your four teams are in the college football playoff. And remember that these will be posted online, so this could get awkward for somebody. Let's hear it. Who y'all got?
Well, I just want to take a quick sidebar and give a shout-out to Lane Kiffin at Florida Atlantic. I love what he's doing, taking all the last chance of you guys. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to be worth a damn, but they should be fun to watch. That was just a quick side note.
I love what Lane's doing, and that's who I want to be our next head coach. Anyway.
I do not like that dude, but I like what he's doing right now, and it's interesting.
Did you see him troll? He trolled someone posted a picture and tagged him in it of a bunch of like calendars and like media guides from when he was at UT, and they were like "never forget" or TBT or something like that. And he quoted the tweet with "LOL." that was it. Just like, hey, y'all remember that time I just left that shithole of a town? It's pretty funny. I like Lane as well. He trolls with the best.
Yeah, he's great. No, like the day after Hugh got fired or whatever he did, you know, resigned, fired, whatever you want to call it.
Lane, resigned in disgrace.
Yeah, Lane followed a bunch of Ole Miss accounts just to fuck with people. And there was like, there's pictures going around with that.
I do remember that as well.
Okay, like, so he'd fit in great in Oxford.
He would, because he hates Nick Saban. You better believe he hates fucking Nick Saban after what
he
did.
And he loves college pussy, so there's no better place to go than to the library in the Grove.
And that's why we cannot hire Lane Kiffin. Like, as great as it would be, like, there's no fucking way we could go out and hire that man.
He would be at every sorority party on campus.
God, he would crush it. He'd crush it.
All right, so let's get back to the topic at hand. Top four. All right, who you got in the playoff? Phil.
Well, unfortunately, I've already said I think Bama will be there. You know, the Big Ten's a joke, so Ohio State will probably walk in. After that, nothing really sticks out to me, but let's just go with Florida State and the ACC. And then a second SEC team, and let's just... stay biased.
You're fucking crazy if you think there's going to be two SEC teams in there.
Auburn?
No, LSU.
Why?
Do you know USC exists, right? Southern Cal, they're going to be pretty good. Right.
Dude, they get their Oklahoma may not suck every year at the beginning of the season and then have four or five losses.
Dude, Sam, that is true. Sam Darnold's legit.
Well, they say that about every quarterback at USC. They're like, oh, this guy, Barkley, Sanchez, rah, rah. If you can't see it right now, it's just someone getting fellatioed. They always blow the quarterback at USC like he's the next coming of Carson Palmer. It never pans out for USC, but they always think they're like the hottest shit in the country at the beginning of the season.
And who's their coach again?
What's his name?
Oh, BVD?
Man. This one we need a stat guy. Something Henley or something like that?
Yeah,
the guy that got the job over Coach O.
Yeah. he was a coach there. That's a good question, though, Phil. That was a good stumper. But I think Darnold's good. I think y'all are talking too much shit about the man. He's legit. Right. That's who I want the Skins to get.
Well, then who you got, Pierce? Who's your foursome?
All right, well, I got Auburn because I got them winning the SEC. The ACC this year is pathetic. Clemson, they're breaking in a new QB. Florida State rolls through that. I got USC winning the Pac-12 because the Pac-12's garbage too. There's no good teams out there.
USC always has like a terrible Thursday night loss to like, or you know. Well,
I got them losing to Washington State. They go at Washington State, and I think they'll lose that game. The Pirate Mike Leach, arg, gonna get it done.
The Pac-12's that got so few good teams that they might, you know, one loss might not get them into the playoff.
I think it will. And then I was going to say Ohio State, but I kind of been waffling on this all day. And the main reason is because I don't want to pick fucking Penn State because, you know, they're Penn State. Like, they're all about enabling. But anyway, I'm going to go with Penn State since you picked Ohio State. It wouldn't be fun if... we went with that. Saquon Barkley's a beast. What's his name? That McSorley kid. Real accurate downfield. That Rose Bowl was epic when they came back against
that
USC.
Was a great Rose Bowl.
It was fantastic. What was it, 52-49 or something like that? They scored 17 unanswered in the fourth quarter to win it. I've got them losing at Ohio State, but I got Ohio State tripping up twice. And Penn State going to win the Big Ten and in the playoffs. So Auburn, Florida State, USC, Penetration State.
All right. I like that nickname for it as well. That's nicely played.
I would imagine there'd be a bit of outrage if Penn State makes the playoffs.
Oh, tons.
I mean, this is
tons because they shouldn't be this good this fast.
5 years after the fact, or 6 years after the fact.
Yeah, there's no way they should be this good this fast. They should have ruined that program. Same with Baylor. They should take note of what they did with Penn State and fucking ruin Baylor. Baylor should not be on the field.
Should be irrelevant for 20 fucking years.
Agreed. Yeah. But unfortunately, I just picked them. I argue with Penn State fans on Twitter a lot because you can tweet anything about Joe Paterno and they will come at you and defend that man to death. It's really quite sad. But
it's really funny too. You're like, you stand by this really strong and venomous.
Yeah. And they try to send you links like read this. Read what, motherfucker? Like, it's obvious that he knew. In 2001, for sure.
He took the convenient route and just died instead of facing his accusers.
Dude, he took the easy fucking way out.
Surprised Hugh hasn't done the same.
Oh, dude, I'm shocked. And Hugh, you notice Hugh hasn't fucking apologized either. That's what's pissing everybody off.
He doesn't know what to apologize for yet. He's got to wait until he figures out what everybody knows before he apologizes.
Well, that's the thing. These things are going to keep coming until he's like, you know, comes out and's like, hey, I fucked up. Because, like, his one statement was kind of denying it. I forget what he said, but it was not an apology. It was more like, you got me all wrong here, guys. Bullshit.
I'm a stout Christian. I'm a stout Christian boy.
Well, he said it was a misdial about the first number, like the one number that Steve found, you know? He said it was a misdial.
Stop talking about Hugh. I don't give a shit.
Well, y'all keep getting me into it.
That's fine. That's my bad. Okay, so here's my top four. Let's get off of Hugh. He's going to be the running joke all season long, so we'll just keep our punches coming. My four are, I guess I take Bama because I got him beating the Cox in the SEC championship game. I got Florida State as your two seed, and I was going to take Penetration State, but since Pierce got it, listen to this. I'm going to take Michigan. What's up?
Ooh.
Yeah, Harbaugh. I know. Harbaugh continues to get third place in the conference, so I'm taking Harbaugh this year. And then my fourth team, because I do think that the Pac-12 is just total and utter bullshit. I think USC and Washington and maybe Oregon or Arizona, someone, they each knock each other out. Rosen maybe beats Darnold, keeps USC from going, but maybe they go to the New Year's Six and go to like a Rose Bowl or something. But my fourth team in is going to be Oklahoma State at 11-1. They, I think I got them beating Oklahoma at home in Bedlam, but then they lose. I think they're at Morgantown, which everybody knows is kind of a lively place to play. So I have them losing their one game prior to the playoffs in Morgantown. So my four tonight will be Alabama, or I guess Florida State will be the one seed, Alabama the two. Give me Oklahoma State, and then Michigan. So it'll be fun to see. And, of course, I had to do the Kip Bayless picks because otherwise this would not be fun if we all just took the AP's top four for preseason. You know, so you have to mix it up a little bit.
I would love
that's
to
what
see,
I looked at.
I would love to see Mike Gundy's mullet in primetime playoff action.
That Oklahoma waterfall is one of the sexier things I've seen. I'm not going to lie. That's a haircut to be desired.
He said he was doing it just to fuck with his kids.
Well, congrats. He needs to start just wearing blue jean all the time. Top, bottom, shirt, jacket, pearl snaps. He needs to really sell
it. He's a man. He's 50.
I'm a man. Dude. I'm 50.
Well, what's it called? So I guess we all got our picks in. BVD, I appreciate you joining us. Do you want to give us your preseason picks for your top four? You can't put Ole Miss in there because they're not allowed to play. But what's it called? Would you like to add anybody?
Well, I guess I'll take Ole Miss out. I had him in there, but I'll cross him off the list. I love the Oklahoma State pick. I was going to chime in there and actually put them on the board. Because, the only tough game they have all season really is Oklahoma in Norman.
No, I think they're in Bedlam.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Can you believe that Texas is ranked 23rd? After winning five games last year?
Man, it's that stupid AP bias. Like, I guess we could have touched on just that whole, like, blasphemy that is the AP preseason instead of just letting them play a couple weeks and then determining who the best are. But it's bullshit. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so my top four, I'm going to throw Oklahoma State in there as well. So I agree with you, Kip. You know, I think Alabama is going to lose to Florida State week one. And I think that they might lose.
It's so early, though. That won't keep them out.
No, but I think they're going to lose another game along the way against either LSU or Auburn. So, I don't know. I think two losses, depending on what happens, it still might put them in. But give me Florida State. Give me Oklahoma State. Give me Auburn. Give me Penn State out of the Big Ten.
Penetration State.
Oh, man, he's jumping on the Pierce bandwagon.
Hey, there's a lot of love for the Nittany Lions.
Well, yeah, that's because it's not frowned upon to hate on them anymore. Everybody hates Baylor right now. So you don't have to hate Penn State anymore.
Well, this is kind of my thing. Like, Ohio State, they play Oklahoma this year. It's at home, but I could easily see Baker Mayfield going in there and beating Ohio State. They got to go to Michigan. They get Penn State at home. I still think they beat Penn State, but I think they lose two games.
They lost to Penn State last year, so that may be a little bit of a redemption thing, despite the fact that they still made it to the the playoffs and just didn't score a point, but it may be in a redemption game in the horseshoe. So that's not a bad call. Okay.
They still have JT Barrett at quarterback. I feel like he's been there for 8 years, but he's still there. I don't think he's a doctor.
He's got a ring. He's still there. He's got a ring.
Yeah. Yeah, he's proven. He's a proven commodity, and that's – you got to have a good quarterback to win a national title. That's definitely the first thing you need.
Okay, okay. So who's our sleeper team to make a New Year's Day bowl? Do y'all have somebody that maybe is not in the top 25 that may, like, pull a Mississippi State or an Ole Miss from a couple years ago that kind of come in late and steal one of those games, a Peach Bowl or an Orange Bowl? Who should we be on the lookout for this year that's not going to be very good from the AP preseason? That will be good.
I like Colorado out of the Pac-12. They had a strong season last year, a good coach. And I don't know, just like the Buffaloes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Pac-12, but they are ranked 24th. I'm a big Mike Leach fan. Like I said, I think they're going to beat USC. The rest of the Pac-12 is pretty bad. So, yeah, like, if we're going to go long shot here, I'll take Washington State Cougs. They'd have to go undefeated, though, obviously. But,
well, I mean, that means that they would beat USC and they get Washington, who's a top 10 preseason pick, but they lost a lot of key pieces. So that would be a nice way to take that one from them.
Yeah, I don't get the love for Washington. I get it. Peterson's a good coach, but they lost a lot of talent, and Alabama beat the hell out of them. So I just, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't prepared for this question at all.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I could keep you on your toes. We had to keep you, you know, guessing since you got all that time to study while I was at work and Phil was on the road. BVD, you got a sleeper for, I guess, a New Year's Six Bowl?
Ooh, sleeper. I also wasn't prepared for this question, but are we talking simply out of the top 25? Because I was going to throw Louisville up there.
No, that's fine. I just meant, like, someone that has not been mentioned or, you know, like, shit, I even forgot about Louisville being a football team still. But, yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Yeah, Lamar.
So let me change from Colorado since I said I liked what Lane Kiffin was doing. Maybe he goes undefeated.
I like that pick. That's a great pick.
Dude, no way. Oh, he's got to play, like, Florida or somebody. He's got to play a big – there's got to be some Power Five school on his schedule. That's how they make money.
Undefeated in their conference.
Yeah,
what if
maybe
he goes and beats a Power Five team? How hilarious would that be? If he's like, and everyone's like, oh shit, Lane Kiffin can coach when he's not drinking and banging underage girls.
They play Wisconsin at Wisconsin, week two.
Everyone knows it's easy to go in there and beat Bucky the Badger in Madison.
But the rest of the schedule is very manageable. I mean, I don't know much about these fools. Louisiana Tech's probably decent. Western Kentucky's probably decent. But the rest of it's trash. They open with Navy, though. Navy's always tough.
No one likes playing against that triple option. Mm-hmm. And, speaking of triple option, Tennessee gets Georgia Tech week one.
Yeah, they're going to lose that game.
I'd love to see Tennessee lose that game.
They will.
That would be fantastic.
I think I saw Georgia Tech kicked off their leading rusher, though.
Yeah,
was he like the tight end or the quarterback? I mean, they're all rushers. Yeah, everyone's a rusher for that team. The reason I posed this question was because I slightly prepared for it, threw a little wrench in y'all's plan. I'm taking Wyoming with the quarterback that's supposed to be a hot shot that everyone's talking about.
Yeah,
I'm going to bet on them every fucking Saturday all season, and I'm going to probably take the over too. And in the process, I'm going to take every dollar off of Phil. It's going to be fantastic. Watch them sleep. They're going to come in. They're going to backdoor like a Boise did a Fiesta Bowl a couple, you know, forever ago. I'm taking Wyoming to backdoor a Fiesta Bowl invite.
So are they going undefeated?
I think they're in the Mountain West. You probably have to go undefeated in the Mountain West, but that means they beat a Boise team.
Ooh.
They beat Colorado State. I don't know. I don't
– Iowa.
They have Oregon on?
They open with Iowa. Wait. They play Oregon week three.
I think they can beat Iowa because Iowa's that unsexy of a club.
Yeah.
And then Oregon, I don't know where Oregon's been since Chip Kelly left. So they have – if you have a quarterback like everyone's been blowing this kid for – I mean, maybe he is good. Maybe he can go in there and just start, like, raining the fucking touchdowns. You never know.
You know, they got to win at Boise. Not many people win on the Smurf turf.
That is true. Okay, so I didn't look at the schedule, but it doesn't sound very bad.
It doesn't. You just heard they had a good quarterback, and there's like,
I've got a feeling this guy. I was thinking this is so much this year's Boise. That's what I was thinking the whole time.
Maybe,
and
maybe they are because Oregon's got a new coach. I mean, fuck Iowa. I'm with you on
that. Oh yeah, they brought in the black guy from USF.
Why you gotta say it like that?
I forgot his name. He's good friends with Harbaugh. Yeah, Willie Taggart.
Willie Taggart. Yeah, they had a lot of – like, he had to fire two of his assistants right when they got there. One dude got a DUI. I forget what the other guy was doing. But, like, he's already had some trouble since he's been at Oregon. I think they're going to be a dumpster fire this year.
The rules are a lot different from South Florida and Oregon.
Talk about a step up, like, in every – like, Oregon's got one of the nicest, like, facilities in the fucking country. They got Nike money. I mean, duh.
They also have Nike cops, sounds like.
Yeah, well, I mean, can you imagine what South Florida – yeah, no doubt.
All right. So we all have picked our sleepers. We've picked our teams, and we've picked our – and we've given a rundown for our programs, our – so I guess that kind of gives a wrap-up for our preseason picks for college football. The season starts this weekend. We have some very anticlimactic games, like I spoke of briefly this to start the show. Pierce, you want to go through those numbers for us real quick, and let's talk about maybe some picks for the weekend for those that want to listen to our hot takes?
Yeah, maybe we might as well. First game, Colorado State against Oregon State. I assume this is at Colorado State. Could be a neutral field. I don't know. But Colorado State -3.5, over under 59.5.
All right. I'm going to go ahead, since I'm the gambling degenerate, I'll just go ahead and tell y'all who I'm going to bet on so that Phil knows who he's betting against. I'm going to take Colorado State after I buy the hook, and I'm going to hammer the over because Oregon State's been garbage for a while, and I feel like the only time they ever win a game is in Corvallis when the other team is like jet lagged from traveling all the way into fucking East Oregon. So I think Colorado State's going to wrap that one up pretty mightily. Personal guess. What do y'all think?
I got no idea. Like, no idea.
No shit. It's week one, and we don't know any of these teams. So just pick them so we can figure out who's going to win.
Do I got to pick? I mean, can I take the over? I just want to take the over.
Yeah, you can take the over.
I'd be hard on the points, baby.
I noticed you do that in baseball as well. It doesn't always fare well for you.
No, it's not working out well at all. It's going very poor is really how I describe it.
Well, I guess since I keep talking about it, we might as well debrief the listeners. We're going to start a segment for college football and NFL this year where Phil is going to be my bookie, and people are just going to be able to follow along with how much money I lose or how much money Phil loses. It's going to be very interesting, but we'll be able to recap the week of sports every Tuesday when we do our podcast, and we'll obviously do a Venmo transaction every Tuesday. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but so whenever I take a team on these pick'ems, Phil is obviously going to be taking the other side of those. So Phil's input is not really necessary in these aspects.
Well, I just want to say how easy of a decision it was because you just kept on telling me how bad you are at gambling. Like, I need a bookie. I was like, well, you keep telling me how much money you lose, I'll step up to the plate.
I love this. This is phenomenal.
It's quality content, and, you know, I always wanted to continue to pay bills at the toy store. So I feel like this is the best way for me to continue to do that. Just pay your rent since I'm gone from, I don't live there anymore.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. I got the sheet up now, Pierce. It's got game two is UMass Hawaii. Hawaii is favored by 1.5 points. What do y'all think? Over under 63.
If that game's at Massachusetts, Hawaii traveled a long way to get there.
It is at Mass.
They're not – well, yeah. I mean, but the beginning of the year, they did all these neutral site games. So, can you be too sure, you know?
I'm looking at it. It's at Warren McGurk Alumni Stadium in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Never mind. I just noticed how it says at Sydney, Australia, at Indianapolis. Yeah, so it would be actually noted on here. So, I'm the idiot. But I'm taking UMass at home.
Playing in Australia. Stanford and
Rice. We're getting there, yeah.
Calm down, Phil. Damn.
God, he's so impatient. You know, finally we can hear him. And when you can hear Phil, he's so pushy.
Yeah, just need to mute him again. I agree with you, Pierce. UMass getting points at home That's a lot of traveling for Hawaii. But Mississippi State went up to UMass last year and played in Foxborough. No big deal. But at the same time, they hung a lot of points on us, and we hung just a couple more than them. So I'm not even – I'm going to take UMass, and I'm going to end up parlaying it with the over. So, Phil, you've got Hawaii in the under, motherfucker.
All right.
That's my Hank Moody voice. Our next game we have is South Florida, a.k.a. – is that Charlie Strong is there? Is that correct?
Yep, Charlie.
21-point favorites at San Jose State, and the over-under 65.5. Pierce, what do you got?
Give me that over all day. All day. I'll probably parlay that over with the Hawaii-UMass over.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
I don't really give a shit about that Oregon State-Colorado State game, to be honest. And, I mean, if I had to pick a team, I'd take San Jose State at home. It's going to be a lot of points. It's going to be a shootout. They're not going to beat them by 21.
Okay, I like it. I can get behind that as well. You know, new coach, new system with Charlie in there at the same time and traveling across the country. So I'm going to follow you on the 65.5, and I'm probably going to throw it in there with my my UMass in the over. So that'll probably be just kind of lump those all together so that I don't have to give too many shits about the week schedule for the weekend, but it gives me a little skin in the game. And then the ESPN game that night, which is technically going to be the following Sunday in Sydney, Australia, Rice at Stanford. Stanford's minus 31, over is 51. These games really are fucking terrible. Let's get done with this podcast and have a beer.
Yeah. Who wants to travel anywhere to play Rice? Like, what a letdown. Could they not find a better team to play than Rice? It's minus 31. Like, oh, great. This ought to be a good. Thanks a lot. Australia, like if I was Australia, I'd be insulted. Like y'all sent Stanford, but you also sent fucking Rice. They probably never even heard of Rice.
Yeah, really. Aussies are gonna go wild over this awesome college football.
Well, I think it's good for recruiting, at least for Stanford. It is. I mean, those guys, whoever the guy. Yeah, I mean, you can always get. Yeah, LSU could probably get a punter if they went to go down there and play. But at the same time,
we've had an Aussie punter before.
Yeah, Wang or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's it called? Yeah, the game doesn't sound very climactic by any means, but Stanford's not ever fun to watch either. If you notice, they win games like 16-10, you know, so I'm not necessarily sold on the 51 unless Rice is just fucking hot garbage. So I'm just going to default and take Stanford, I guess, but that's just so that Phil can win a game. I'll take Stanford minus 31.
Way to throw me a bone right off the bat.
Yeah, I can't wait to just lose money week 1A. It's going to be great. But I guess that kind of wraps up. Do we have anything else in summation?
I don't. What are we talking about next week?
So next week we'll probably give a little bit of a recap of this weekend's events, Mayweather-McGregor, the shitty football games, kind of touch on a little bit of who we'll pick in the NFL fantasy, and then we'll also kind of break down the NFL, who we have for winning the NFL, our NFL divisions, just kind of getting prepped for that, and then we'll probably touch on a little bit of next week's games, which will be the actual first week of football. So we'll kind of dive a little bit deeper into Michigan, Florida, Alabama, Florida State, all that jazz, Georgia Tech, Tennessee, the good games that are going on, Virginia Tech, West Virginia. So I guess that's kind of what we'll talk about next week, unless something good, unless some more nudes come out of a, you know, an Olympic gold medalist with her vag blown open.
Yeah, I wonder what Tiger's up to. Like, don't underestimate Tiger Woods. He's on fire right now.
I mean, his publicist has to hate her job.
God.
Unless she gets dick down, too.
Well, you know, you shouldn't doubt anything with that guy.
Yep. So luckily we have 6 or 7 days until we do it again. But BVD, I want to thank you for jumping on. Guys, don't forget to go on to iTunes, listen to the new week, rate and review us. I think that kind of, if we don't get that, then I'm not sure how long we'll be sticking around on iTunes. And if you get the itch, listen to our other podcast, Hash It Out, hosted by BVD and some of the guys that he brought on, Zulo and B-Mac and all those guys. So it's a fun time as well. They're not nearly as entertaining as we are, but they're pretty fun. So don't be shy to subscribe to both, rate, review, and then follow us on Twitter and Instagram, LNO Podcast. One of them may have an underscore. It's hard to remember at this point. But, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all taking the time to join us again, and I'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Hoot up. She cried.